Paul Plakas joins us from Custom Fit. Plakas, how you doing?
Gregor, doing great, man.
I wanted to discuss, interesting, did you read the Peter King article, Tom Brady, on, you know, very strict on his diet? What'd you think about that?
Yeah, so that's become quite popular in the social media quite a bit, because obviously he has this amazing comeback and he's won so many Super Bowls and, you know, he's great looking, he's got a good looking wife. Maybe he has all these things because of the diet he's on. That's sort of the correlation they're making with this diet that's been going on. So let me give you some of the highlights of the diet. And there's some things that I like and some things I think there's maybe not that strong evidence for. So the diet is 80% plant-based and 20% he'll have from animal products. And the animal products are all organic, grain-fed kind of animal products, so whether he has beef or chicken or whatever, that kind of thing. And also it'll be no fruit, no dairy, and organic and plant based. So most of that stuff is pretty good. So let's talk about a little bit about each one of those things. So organic. So a lot of people people have to spend a lot more money for organic food. So there's a lot of research out there that says, is organic really that much better for us? And kind of yes or no. So with stuff that's non-organic, where it's being sprayed with some pesticides, if it's washed and taken care of and cleaned properly, you should have no problems with the pesticides sprayed upon it. And just because something is organic, it also has to be sprayed with some sort of with some organic pesticides as well. And you often have to spray these products with a lot more of it to get the same effect. And we don't really know what the long-term consequences of that is to the body. So I would say to people, it's better to eat conventional fruits and vegetables even if they're not organic, than it is, for example, like an organic cookie. So it's the fruits and vegetables are the key thing. It's just whether it's organic or not. If you got some extra money, sure, go for it, but I wouldn't really worry about it that much. Okay? So the next thing about his diet is he talks about whether it's an acid or an alkaline diet. So he feels like his diet does something with the acidity in your body. So foods that are high in plant-based sources tend to have less acid in them than foods cause less acidity than foods that have that are more processed, that have meat products, that kind of stuff. So the only problem with that is that you can't really eat a diet that changes the acidity of your blood. It's naturally between a 7.35 and a 7.45 in your body, and the food that you consume really does have no effect on that. Your body regulates that itself, and if you go below or above that, you're in serious trouble and you need to get to a hospital quickly. So that part of it is not so great. The other part of it is he doesn't eat any kind of nightshade plants. So nightshades are a family of plants and called the Solanacea plant family. So what they are is basically peppers, white potatoes, eggplants, that kind of stuff. So he feels that they cause inflammation in his body that could cause disease in his body and wreck his immune system. So that's the theory behind it. And the reason they got that theory is there are some nightshade plants, and one of them is called belladonna, that is poisonous to the human body. There's a lot of nightshade plants that are very poisonous. So a lot of these other ones, like the peppers and the eggplants, that kind of stuff, they sort of just got associated with them. So they basically got trial by association, or guilty by association. So a lot of these plant-based items, like the peppers, are high in vitamin C. He doesn't eat tomatoes, and tomatoes have been known to have this lycopene, which is great for prostate cancer. So they just sort of got us grouped into this one big family of, because some certain ones are poisonous.
Now, each individual, though, like everybody's body and DNA makeup, it might make him, it might impact his body different than yours and I, right? That's what people always have to remember about. What works for that person's body won't automatically work for ours.
Yeah, you know what? Sure, there might be some theory to that. But again, if you want to go with evidence. We don't really have, and just because we don't have evidence doesn't make it true, but we don't have evidence to say that he's right either. So that's kind of the thing behind it. So I like the part of it that he's eating mostly plant-based. That's fantastic. He's getting great nutritious foods, and he's eating lots of stuff like brown rice, quinoa, beans. He's getting most of his protein from that, and he is getting a little bit of meat in his diet. That's great. The part of not eating any fruit, I think, is kind of ridiculous because he's trying to avoid excessive amounts of sugar, and it's been, of course, processed sugar and added sugar to stuff is not a great idea. But when you're eating fruit, you're getting great nutrient value for the sugar that's in there. Plus, you're getting the fiber from the fruit as well. That's very important to your diet, too. So I wouldn't recommend people to eat no fruit in their diet. So he's taking some things to a bit of an extreme to get that extra edge. And I don't think that's giving him the extra edge. I think the extra edge is that he's just been blessed with great ability to throw footballs.
Well, he's
and read defenses.
Preparation is key for him, but I think it's more so what's allowed him maybe to maintain a high level for so long, because a lot of players start to break down. And he hasn't shown signs of that.
Without a doubt. And a diet plays a big role to that. So I think the take-home message would be, okay, sure, eat 80% of your foods from plant-based sources with good nutritious fruits in there. Have a little bit of meat as well. Try to avoid processed foods and the refined sugars. That's all good. But some of the reasons about the acid-alkaline balance in his body and the nightshades and having everything having to be organic, that kind of thing, I think it's a little bit shady on the research on that part. But what he's doing seems to be pretty good idea, but I wouldn't have people become so extreme with their eating that they don't balance things out a little bit more.
Paul Backus from Custom Fit joins us. Now, you know, training and working out as you get older, like, age doesn't automatically mean, you know, sure, certain elements maybe you slow down, but I've noticed a lot of athletes who play longer, they work out with heavier weights less. They still push themselves, but they don't go for much heavier weights because they felt like they've got the experience to gain on it. They don't necessarily need to maintain, you know, squatting to a one max rep anymore. Why right. the change the last few years? Is it something to maybe go away from one max rep? What's the biggest advantage of one max rep training?
Okay, so with that part of it, there's pros and cons to it. So whenever you lift extremely heavy weight close to your genetic potential, there's always a risk for injury. That's number one. And also, there's also a risk for really overtraining in addition to what else you're doing. So working at a little bit of a sub-maximal level still gives you a pretty good training effect, maybe saves the joints a little bit, and avoiding the injury part of it. So it's good to test yourself maybe once in a while. But I think the key thing is the weight training is great for preventing injury to the body because it keeps a balance with your muscles, the tendons and the ligaments and the fascia around the muscles. It keeps it moving. It gets good blood flow. It keeps it strong. And I guess if you're doing a kind of impact sports or sports that involve a lot of torque and moving in multi-directions really quickly, starting, stopping, that's hard on the body. And, of course, the body degenerates as we age. Of course, some people have great DNA and genetics, like we talked about, that sort of they maybe slow down a little bit slower than everybody else does, but everybody does slow down. And I think a great diet, focusing mostly on a plant-based thing and avoiding the processed foods, with some good weight training mixed in regularly and not overtraining, getting good massage and sleep and recovery, that kind of thing. If you can do all of that together, then that's great. Those athletes are going to excel a long way. And also trying to avoid the injury and how you play and how much risk you take during your seasons can affect that too. So sure, risk plays off in a reward, but, you know, one good injury and you may never recover from it.
Blackus, have a good one. Enjoy your plant-based diet tonight.
I'm off to a big salad, dude, right now.
Paul Blackus from Custom Fit. Is it?